Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Say it again? No. We're live on Blog Talk. Down at the bottom. You can pick yourself out and put an avatar in if you got to take phone calls and we won't have to hear. Huh? Say it again. Yeah, they are. They did it. Here, they're in the top down there where your picture is. There's somewhere on there, and you can see where you can take yourself out just like Zoom. And you can put an avatar in, so if you need to take phone calls, you don't have to do it while Zoom's closed. You can mute yourself and take yourself out. You can put it on. You can take yourself out, but we don't have to see you in or hear you. You can actually mute yourself, but when you have to call all that kind of stuff, it will be. No, I'm just saying that sometimes you got to take a phone call. But if you got to take a phone call, you don't want to bring it in. So if you can get a free account, guys, I would encourage that you do. So you guys ready to put on the Zoom? So, are we calling women to the FBI? They are open. They're open in their stack and they're counted. They're not tabulated. But we run them through the machine, but we do not tabulate them until it's 10:30 on election night. So that's when you get the first absentee ballot result. That's when that happens. All the early voting will be tabulated that night. You know how all that will be done. It'll show up even if you don't want them. Yeah. No. But you've never had a tech problem with you getting a check to your tenant. You've never had a problem with you getting a check to your tenant. Just check your tenant has had a tech problem with your tech to you. How many times did that happen, sis? How long ago? That's like racism. Anomaly, those are something like normal. You know, when you put something in your mouth and you don't want to get somewhere, trust me, it usually gets there. Especially money. Yeah. We know that. It goes to a Cleveland processing center. Always get to the place and they get it processed up to the place. I don't understand. That special number for mine? That's not me. Oh, wow. Because I think there's going to be a lot of fraud. I just think there's going to be a lot of human error. Now that people can go in and vote, well, we had no choice. We were allowed in the nursing home, but then we could vote for the nursing home. Now we can't vote anymore in the nursing home. So I believe the activity director, now that's where my problem comes from, because if the activity director actually gets a salary, when the parent with the family member not being able to come in, that person can help them vote without knowing their intention. That is just kind of why the people. Come down and vote out. The man, it's for the people. Now, Jeff, I just want you to understand what bothered me.
Just put another six down to the beer.
That was on the south side of Youngstown was only. Remember, the Arab group, they wanted to change the liquor license, they would have and the Arab presidents didn't want it. They would have right for election. They would have a sky and beer. And they'd bring all the neighbors down and they'd come out and vote. And they'd vote for the liquor license to change, the liquor ordinance. And so now they got a food truck at the Board of Elections. I just thought I'd bring that up. And they're doing it, and they advertised it yesterday on the news. Board of Elections of Fiji. Now, I don't know if that's every day. I don't know if that if you get whatever you want, but I'm not quite sure if I like that stuff. I think that's very, very unhealthy. I think that's not healthy at all.
I do too. I do very, very much so.
Very, very much so. So, are we going to win? What's the pack? You don't think it'll be close yet? Are you talking about the polarity or are you talking about the electoral college? Is there any money you want to give away? The land in California, it'll be interesting. I don't see that happening. I don't see California and New York flipping. Now I don't see Texas going blue either. Because last night they tried to say Texas may go red, may go blue, and that sounds really crazy to me. I think I agree with you, but I'm looking at this. Alaska's already pink. All the oil states are pink except for Pennsylvania, and then you got West Virginia and Kentucky, and they're going red. But right now, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Milwaukee, they are the pivotal states that he needs those numbers for the pathway to the Electoral College number. And
my concern where you see the food trucks. You know, this is my problem. I was talking to someone about the Electoral College, and when it comes to people of color, African Americans especially, unmeasurable predicament. And in saying that, we don't understand, African-Americans are very, very unmeasurable, but they are very, very predictable. Because if they show up, they will vote Democrat. Yes, it is. But there is information that people need to hear that they are not hearing. There's so, and that's what I want to talk about a lot today. There are so many people who are watching and who don't get any information. They have no idea why. I'm looking at Joe Biden as being the 20th century president. If black people want to live the way they live all over again in the 20th century, they'll vote for Joe Biden. But if they want to have a new, free African-American in the 21st century, they have the opportunity with Donald Trump. They can become a part of the American dream. But we have not told people that. I don't think people know that. I don't think people realize because of the electioneering that has happened inside of our media. Our media, it is Republican and, you know, I'm still against, it is Republican and Democrat because they created it. They did it. Well, we know that, you know that, but when you listen to people talking, if you watch any type of regular news, it's a shame. It is so partisan. It's almost like you had the Biden campaign had their own campaign team working behind the scenes. But I don't know if the people that are, I don't believe the racist, but I don't think the people know that that was the racist statement. I don't believe they believe the words are coming out of the people's mouth. They don't believe that the racists are in the asylum. No, this is what they said. I'm not endorsing him. He said, I'm not endorsing him, but I'm going to work with anybody that wants to work with me. That's what he said. Listen, there's one on the north side. There's a Trump house on the north side of Youngstown. I want to say over almost on Felicia or one of those streets, I stopped, parked my car and got the picture. This is my problem, Jeff. This is the issue, Jeff. But see, Jeff, we're going to win. Listen, Ohio we got. We got Ohio. But hold on, Jeff. But hold on. But when you look at Michigan, when you look at Pennsylvania, see, I believe Wisconsin is going to be a tipping point. But that's what I'm talking about. Let's talk about the lay of the land. Look at the map of the state. We know that which areas are going to go by. The question is how many numbers are going to come out and show up for by in those urban areas. That's where the issue lies. If you bring everybody and your grandmama out in the urban areas, if there is a huge possibility of it overshooting those suburban and those rural roads, that's where the That's what the, because when you look at the, when you look at who's supporting Trump openly, and then who's supporting Trump in the backyard, there's a lot of people that are not opening up and saying, I'm supporting President Trump publicly. They don't want to, they don't want to, they don't want to get into the fight and the anguish. I am a Trump supporter because it's spiritual. There is a spiritual connotation that's going with this, the support of this president. Because remember, this is about the freedom of a nation. This is about a God that they're going to serve, because only people that serve God can be free. And a nation whose God is not the Lord is not a real happy nation. And right now, the nation, because Vice President Biden, let's be clear. I think, Jeff, I think I was talking to you and Cheryl about this. Give me a scripture that tells me anywhere that God, that says Biden stands for anything that's in the Bible. That he's going to do anything. And that's why you get tired of it. You get tired of it. You just do. Pretty much. And no, but no one tells that story. No, you know, no one hears that. No one tells that story. No. If they will listen to the videotape, the major broadcast media won't tell you what they said. They won't. I'm with President Trump. Corona. Listen, everyone in America knows there's a pandemic. Everybody knows that people are dying. Everybody knows that you need to go. Everybody knows all this. Putting people on there whose families have just died is not necessary. Do we understand that? Pulling at the heartfelt, the emotional tug of watching somebody whose father or grandfather or somebody who just died and watching them saying, oh, Trump killed my father. Really? That's insane. News media puts it on the news every night at 6:30. Every night there's somebody who's passed away, some nurse, some doctor who's all messed up, and now they're trying to figure out, what do I do? Hey, listen, guys. Hey, hold on. I think this is Pianki. And I'm praying that my grand experiment is going to work and you're going to hear him. 314, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Who else is it going to be?
You know, it's bad
can
when
you
I
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, by the time. I've been trying to listen to you for about 3 years.
I've been on regular terrestrial radio. Can you hear?
Sticks. Can you hear? I can't hear him.
I know you can't hear him. My experiment is still not working. We'll have to work on this tomorrow. So, Bianchi, check me out tomorrow morning so that you can catch up with them on the next time they're on. Because it's still not linking.
Can Sticks hear me?
You. I'm going to send you a link so that you can come in.
Well, you got the...
I'm on.
Well, me and you can talk. They can hear us.
No, they can't hear us.
Okay. Huh?
They can't hear us. They can't hear us on Facebook. And so it'll be a broken screen. You'll have dead air on that end. I'm going to send you a link, Bianca. Give me just 1 minute, okay?
What are you going to send it to me on Facebook?
I'm going to send it to you on your phone, and then you can figure out where you want to send it.
I'm not on a cell phone.
What do you mean you're not on a sex phone?
I'm on a desk phone.
Who talks on a cell phone and it doesn't get that? I'll send you a link, and you can transfer it. Give me a minute. No, he doesn't have a smartphone. He's on a terrestrial line. And so it's still not linking. The cross conversation is still not coming in, but they can hear you, and you can hear them in total. So yesterday, you're fired. Yeah, you're fired. Cause we could hear on Friday, and we can't hear today. I sent you the link on Facebook Messenger. So now, we've talked about, you guys think the question now is, what happens if Trump moves? Well, Biden wants to take that. And going back to what I said earlier about the truth that we were first. So remember, we're changing and told this country a whole new order, a whole new world order is coming. And Joe Biden wants to take and put us underneath the World Health Organization and the United Nations and the globalization of it. President Trump is really going to keep us free and make us still have a sovereign nation. I don't think we understand that. And I don't think the American people understand the difference between where we were and where we can be as a nation. Because if President Trump does not win, America knows what America can become if they're not careful. First time I think we've had Larry on with us live at the same time. Hey, Larry Law, the original OG. Yes, we can. Say that again, Larry. What state? What other state? Can he pull Michigan and Pennsylvania out? Will they go red again? Because they come from a nation where they understand corruption and socialism and the bad government. They get it. I'm talking about people that look like you. You think 36% women? You get women, Jim. Larry, do you believe 36% of African Americans will vote for Donald Trump? Well, the problem is just that there's stuff going on across the globe that they're not telling the truth about. That is in the lies my problem. But we have conditioned people to want to have that. That's the problem. Remember, our kids have never gone through anything. Our kids have no idea. Your kids are different. not normal with most people. The most people don't have that luxury. That's not the normal lifestyle. But no teacher is. Every student has to learn America, too. And they have to learn how to be parents and be responsible Americans, but we're not teaching them anything. Remember, we quit teaching our children right from wrong. All that we're supposed to do is feed them and clothe them and keep them warm. We're never supposed to teach them. The paradigm right now is not to teach our children to become better. It's to teach our children to be whatever they want to become. There is no more right and wrong. We don't teach our children information anymore. So that's what's wrong with President Trump. That's what's wrong with all of us. Well, listen, what they don't, do you know what they don't teach? They don't teach, more people they don't teach, they don't teach you to be an American. They don't teach you, I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free. We don't learn that. My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Most of our kids have no idea those corny songs that we sung that we believe in as Americans. We have not taught them how to love America and the country in which we've been blessed to live in. And because we have not taught them that, we've told them there is a right to be here, and they don't have to work to be here. And therein lies our biggest problem. So that they can take God out of the marketplace so they can actually turn us into a socialist nation. Remember, one nation under God was put in 1956 because they didn't want the communist rule to take over the Congress, and they've already done it. And so we can align underneath the United Nations, and we can come under the IMF and the World Bank. Because remember, they want to take the dollar because America, don't get me wrong, America has abused their privilege of the dollar. When they went off the gold standard and they were going to put it on the dollar, when they did that and they trusted Americans, we actually failed the world. And now they all hate us. Good morning, Bianchi. Be careful, guys. It's a bad crew here. Bianchi? And the friends are coming back together again, one by one. Thank you, Jesus. Happy Army. Almost. Well, I'm actually looking at you, so please don't stand up if you don't have on pants. So in studio today, we have Larry Long. Larry Long was my first co-host. I called Larry Long in 2006 and said, hey, Larry, let's go do this. And he said, okay. And he came all the way at least 45 minutes a day at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning to a cabin that had an outhouse as we broadcasted Tracy and Prince. And it continues. I don't know, Bianchi, that has to be on mute. Because you shouldn't have any delays here unless you're listening to it on Facebook. You might want to click off of Facebook. Because there could probably enlighten the problem. So, Mr. Bianchi, are you supporting who are you supporting for election for president this year? Let me ask you that. I haven't talked to you, so this will be really good. Yes, sir. Who are you supporting? Because we can see you. You look pretty good. Just making sure, you know, everybody, some people may have changed. I was a never Trumper and I went to Trump. Remember, I didn't like Trump. You know, he travels around and looks at the country. Bianchi, what are you saying? And now we know why.
Hold on, see, I got to open, I got to put you the way you think we can see you big time. Lock a brother up. Don't forget she gonna lock a sister up too, because she done locked up many a sister. Yeah, we love you, Jeff. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the Board of Elections. We call that curbside voting, yes. And we will, all you have to do is request somebody to come out to your car, and we will come out and vote you. The problem that I have is we got a food truck feeding people for free if you come out and vote early. What? Yeah. Well, you'll be surprised. You'll be sorry.
Who die of methanol and methamphetamine. And you got now a young lady who was being influenced and hanging out with the wrong crowd. What's up with that?
You guys need to hear Judge Joe Brown.
He's coming on this week, Jeff, to talk about Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
It'll be on Tracy.
I got the clip.
I downloaded the clip. But we think you're the
but that's what I'm saying. The news media has been so disingenuous. This is good hot stuff. I mean, this makes good celebrity news. You got Judge Joe Brown coming after the vice president and the former governor of San Francisco. That makes a great soap opera. That's a Tyler Perry
vice president nominee. Please don't call her the vice president.
Themselves to DC Diddy.
Okay.
So you got Kamala Harris, who was she was assimilating black.
Kamala Harris' mother is a Brahmin in India. She's not a Dalit. Brahmins are considered just as white in India.
And her father was
in Jamaica, by the German. You had a lot of Germans that traveled. Right here in the Jamaica. And I think that society is a little group is just about all gone now. But that's where he is.
And she is not African American, and
so no, she is not.
Now, apparently, you have to understand, light skinned women that was cute, and she looked like she might have been a little cute when she was growing up, they weren't very kind to her. And black men abused her, and she has not forgotten, and she has not found Jesus to give forgiveness.
Well, yeah, black man used her the same way black man used Tammy Terrell, remember?
Okay, so
sexually abused her. David Russell sexually and physically abused her.
Amen.
Back in those days, a dark complexion black man would get a light complexion woman. They would call her a fake. F-A-Y. I got me a fake.
And remember that, and so now, do you think that's why she had locked up black men when she was a prosecutor? She has no love for them for what they did to her. And you're going to make her vice president and she's in love with you because she's an AKA?
Well, the thing is how when you have people born back in the 1800s, penetrating people back in those days, you got when Judge Kavanaugh was then considered for nomination, look at all the allegations that people brought forth to go back in his history. Well, Joe Biden needs not allegations. You can hear him speaking it on YouTube. I tell you what, look at Bill Clinton. Listen to what she's speaking about, what he's talking about. I think that Syrian refugees should be developed in charge. Hillary said that, and Barack Obama did also. So if you don't use Syrian refugees to redevelop the charge, what are you going to do with all the black folks? What are you going to do with the veterans sleeping on the streets? What are you going to do on the homeless sleeping under the bridge? That's where the heck of a hit stuff.
I tried to tell some people the other day that you're expendable to the Democrat Party because they only use you for your vote and to make money off of your poverty because they hire all of their cronies by giving you crumbs. That's what they do. And they make their money off of abortion, so they will fight to the death for that money that they share with the abortion industry. They don't have any scruples when it comes to that. And, you know, you're really going to have something to deal with there. That's why I'm saying there's some people that have awakened. And I just pray that it is more than the 36% in all of the swing states because there's a lot. I walked into the barbershop, Trace.
Uh-oh. Now there's a little bit.
Wait a minute. All of the relatives is voting Trump.
The cousins are voting for Trump.
Trump. Don't name people, man.
Fuck off. I'm sick and tired of people. I said, what's the matter? he said he had some Democrat advocates come up to me and tell me, let me show you how to vote. I looked at them and said, you know, this is how I'm black. You think I'm a Democrat?
And if I could go back to Kamala Harris, though, so she has a power when on the prosecution side, because she, you know, the guy that she's running with wrote the laws that were there, where she really, and I think Tulsi Gabbard hit her real hard with, is those instances that she has been caught where she hid exculpatory evidence that kept people that was in jail unfairly, and you know, and against the law. That's criminal.
Yeah, she was a state prosecutor. She had a federal prosecutor. That created federal laws, and she was prosecuting state law.
A lot of federal laws have those poison pills in them that if you accept federal money as a state, to do some of that, right? So the sentencing side was a part of that. So, she prosecuted the law, but then she turned around and broke it where she kept in prison because there was a exculpatory evidence. That's illegal.
But again, that goes back to
what I saw in the past. Because the feds still on the exculpatory evidence when they prosecuted the what bank is that? Unless they hang the brothers, but it ain't.
This is the issue. She has no affinity and or love for people who she says she associates and assimilates to.
Oh, she don't love nobody. She don't even love herself.
Oh, she doesn't.
She's just a political animal.
That's true.
She's just a cold-hearted political animal.
So let me ask you
that.
Remember the show that we did and we talked about, remember, I want to say when President Trump won the election, or was it President Bush that won the election, and a whole bunch of media people came together and they brought together this secret group, and they got caught, and then it just it's demised all over again. Remember that, guys?
Yeah, I don't remember.
And it went away really, really quick. Well, we understand that. Just because it went away publicly, it didn't go away, and you can see where they have actually taken the paradigm of taking over the American people and its government system through its medium.
Yeah, perception is reality. You know that.
But you have to say, it indoctrinates all of us. The reason why we eat bacon in the morning for breakfast is because pork meat people needed to sell the bacon, and they came up with bacon and eggs. It was a marketing plan. They took cigarette smoke. They made cigarette smoking popular, and they killed it all at the same time. That's how powerful it is.
Well, yeah, we're playing the favorites.
And do you remember those, don't you? They tasted pretty good, too, as a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying.
And I'm just saying.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you remember the bacon, the bubble gum?
Oh, yeah.
Rick, man.
So we have been indoctrinated, ourselves included. There are things that we do because we've been marketed and programmed to do it because of social conditioning. And we don't
know. In North Carolina, you did an entire lesson on how you've been marketed to. You don't even know you're being marketed to and how it's influencing. And it's really interesting.
That's what I'm saying. And so we are, and so right now, with all of the media, because everything, we carry a television in our hand every day and look at it, they say something like 26 times an hour.
That is, if you look at it.
But most people do.
Yeah.
Most people carry it with them. They keep it close by.
This destruction of the fabric of the United States has gone on quite a
bit. And they want to blame it on President Trump, but it's not his fault. But do we understand that if we lose the freedoms that we have, and a national mandate by Fauci is insane.
I ask people, why
he done to you?
What's that?
He went digital messing up.
What'd you say, Bianchi?
I said, I asked people, what have Trump done to you?
They can't answer.
Well, you got some people say, well, the way he handled the virus, I said, the federal government cannot make you put on a mask. Only the local government, before you can go into an establishment that they have authorized a license for, maybe the state. But the federal government can make you put on a mask. You have to go to the baseball field.
Well, and here's what the problem is. We have one federal court case now with a decision that says that these lockdowns are against the Constitution. And the state of Michigan Supreme Court ruled that what the government was doing was against the state and federal Constitution. But there's more. My question is, if the governors ignore the courts, what recourse do the people have left?
They don't have any.
Again, freedom, going back to what I told you, America, trying to make America not free again. We are losing our freedoms every moment, with every fear, with every pandemic, with every 9/11, with every tornado, with every FEMA. We keep on losing the American freedoms, and right now we live in a police state and don't know it.
The only recourse that we're going to leave us is one of the rifles. I don't want to see that happen.
Do you guys want to know what the lady body count in Chicago is that Memorial Day of this year?
What is it, Bianchi?
You have had 2,580 black shot by everyone.
Woo!
Memorial Day. 371 murders. And this is not about drugs. You have people that won't sit on their front porch to smoke a cigarette. Somebody walk by and shoot. Cases like that. 10-month-old, 18-month-old, 4-year-old, 14-year-old, dancing in the inner old bullet come through the wall and jump. If you have, no white police officer shot anyone. What's up here about last week when you had a young man that they pulled over, and the police was approaching and ran the car. He put the car in reverse to try to run over police officers. And they shot him to kill him. There was outcome of the marchers, the protesters. Well, what about those other 2,580 times that you got innocent people being shot? That is totally ridiculous.
Well, black lives don't matter unless a white cop shoots you during a political season. Because remember, in 2016, black and African American was not mentioned by any other candidate except for Donald Trump. It's not even in the platform. It's not in the Democrat platform.
Yeah, but the thing is they know that they have been very efficient in brainwashing a group of people into believing that they were a good for them. And they are so convinced that they cannot see that this president has already put $75 billion into poor black neighborhoods through the Opportunity Zone and through his funding source that he created along with a couple other people of faith to put that money in revitalization into these communities. See, that's the craziness, and that's where the evangelism has to happen. And what I've been doing for the past so many years, trying to build as much of a base because, they started centering me now on Facebook and Twitter, and when they do somebody as small as I am, you know that your message really is taking count because these big tech people, they want globalism. Because they will run the globalism with their technology, which means they will be leaders. Only the leaders do good up under a socialist situation, and we all know that.
And let me say this. We are so close to socialism. Do you know how
you got social justice, social programs, social studies, social distancing, social electioneering, social engineering. We are almost as socialist as you can become, and we don't even realize it.
We don't know what it means because we still have enough capitalism operating to keep everything afloat. And so they don't realize that the minute you let as many people off work now get an alternative paycheck, that that's going to be, be really insane. You don't realize what's going to happen.
Well, guys, I thank you for the day. We've been on an hour and 15 minutes, and it's been a good day for the first time back. And with new technology, my phone lines are still not working, but I think I may have fixed it. I think I may have twisted the cords around. So we'll try to come back again, and we'll find out if we can do this again. Larry, it's always great seeing you.
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for allowing me.
You're always welcome. I'll make sure to put you on the link line.
Yeah, it's a tough job for the Steelers. And I know he was hurting last week this time.
Listen, I wasn't even talking noise about that. Somebody asked me, well, you think you're going to do all right? I said no. We just don't have that. We're building good, though. But we're not still as long because still is. Man, you guys are just so physical. It just defies nature, and Big Ben is just as good as he ever was, if you ask me.
I won't be on every day, yes. I need you to call me at 330-720-0000 so I can start sending you a link.
You need to call you.
You to call me because I didn't write your number down.
But wait a minute. Just let me know, Terry. I can be on every day if you need me.
Okay. That's good. That's good because I want to come on every day at 8 o'clock and run until we get done, and we'll
8 or 8:30.
Well, if you can come in on it at 8:15, so that we can adjust the microphones because I need to make sure that we all get on and actually learn this. You know, we learn on the fly as we go through what we know because we do this live. You know, we're live.
Okay.
330-720-0000
Well, I hope I can find my way out of here.
Well, I should have done so. Shut up.
I sprinkled rice behind me just in case. I think my dad ran away.
Oh, my God. I never saw you before, so bless you, man.
But if that stuff is up to talk, you need to be on about 12 hours.
Oh, we'll be on for a while. The cave is just like getting our training wheels, and we got to get them off.
Remember when the hours used to feel long at one time? Not no more. We could do 3 hours
in a heartbeat, and we will be doing 3 hours. So set your clock and set your timeline. I just want to ease y'all into. I don't want to wear you out the first day. The first day, because this is just the first day. Got to get a couple things done. Got to tweak some things. I got to get my phone calls in because I really want that to happen.
I'm not keeping up on what I got here.
I'm working on it. But you look good, Bianchi.
Well, I'm an old man now, Tracy.
But you still look good. It's okay to be old as long as you look good.
Yeah. But you look good, too.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it young. But it is a blessing to have you guys. It looks like we had a nice little stream of people that came in and made some comments. Cheryl Montgomery out of Illinois. Let's bring her on one day. So we'll be back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock if you guys want to join me.
All right. See you.
Hey, you guys have a blessed day.
All right. Bye.
Hello? I hit this work.
I hit this work.
I think I had the wrong one in.
I had the wrong one in.
Okay.
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 Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You can hear me. Let's see if you can hear this.
Staff she had with WHO officials about the WHO in the early days of the Wuhan virus pandemic. Joining us tonight to take over now, John Fitton, he was the president of Judicial Watchdog. Great to see you. And